Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Please sit down and be careful. The chairs are folding chairs. We had some occasions where some of us slipped through already.
我们坐的时候要小心，因为这个椅子会摇来摇去的。
You know, today is really a very special day.
今天是一个特别的日子。
The coming of two churches together.
我们两个教会合成一个。
How appropriate that it's the first day of the week and of a new month.
我们更感谢的是，因为这是新的一个月，也是第一个主日。
And what we were worshiping, you know, what came to my mind, what was impressed upon my heart.
当我们在敬拜的时候，你知道我心中所受的感动是什么吗？
It's a picture in Acts chapter 1, the gathering of the 120 in the upper room.
就是《使徒行传》第一章，就是120个的门徒们在那个楼上的房间里面聚集在一起的时刻。
I was told that we put out about 140 chairs.
我们在这里有140张椅子。
And then there are some who are in the crash, the parents with the little ones.
还有一些在我们的幼儿聚会的地方。
I think I take out the empty seats, we definitely still cross 120.
如果我拿走这些空的位置，我相信我们仍然还有120个人呢。
And actually, in a sense, this meeting today has been planned by the Lord.
我深深相信，今天我们这样的一个聚会是上帝亲自的安排的。
NBC and THOP, we were at our crossroads, and we crossed paths with each other.
我们的灵里敬信会跟祷告圣堂，我们现在是走在那个交叉路，我们的插在一起了。
And it was more or less decided between the two churches that this will be the day that all will come together as one church.
所以两个教会呢都同时决定，就是今天是我们大家聚合的。
We may have separate pulpit calendar for the past month, the first month of the new year in January.
第一页的时候，那新年的时候，什么事啊？
We may have different pulpit calendar.
我们有不同的这个聚会的节目等等。
But Pastor Daniel and I, we were in much coordination.
但是呢，Pastor Daniel 跟我们常常有联络，有很好的这个交通。
NBC, you did a series on the Great Church, a series that we've also done in House of Prayer, a series that we two planned together.
因为灵里敬信会还有祷告圣堂，我们两位牧师在谈话的时候都有同样一个目标，就是上帝的教会。
But at the House of Prayer, usually towards the end of the year, I'll pray and I'll ask the Lord to be impressed upon what might be the theme for the church for the new year to come.
所以在祷告圣堂，在年尾的时候，我常常会安静在神的面前向神呼求：神啊，你给我看见明年你要我们走的那个方向是什么？
And those of you who were early, you may have seen some of the earlier slides being flashed out.
如果你早点来的，你可能已经看到那些荧幕上所放出的这些荧幕。
You know that our theme for this year is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 21.
今年的主题是《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第5章第21节。
Test all things, hold fast to what is good.
我们要试验一切，但是呢，我们要守住那好的。
And for us who are aware of what's really happening in the Christian church, not just here but worldwide, and where you might sense the word of God is doing.
我相信我们大家都能够体会到，不单只是在我们的教会这里，甚至全世界的教会，我们都能够体验神的话语的大能。
We are really living in the last times, and there is so much knowledge, so much information being put out. You look at the internet.
我们现在是在这末世的时候了，你看到这个网络当中给你很多很多的信息。
God already says so through the prophet Daniel that in the last days, knowledge will increase.
因为借着但以理书，上帝如此的宣告我们，那知识智慧也增加更多。
But knowledge is not necessarily truth or not necessarily wisdom.
知识不一定是 真理也不一定是智慧。
Data doesn't equal to discernment.
Data.
Content.
那啊，数
哇
数字
，very good man.
我要靠近这边。
哇，很好，很好，很好。Very powerful there. So data doesn't mean that you have discernment. You can have all knowledge.
数字不一定会加添我们的知识。
But grappling with the data.Seeking the Lord, asking Him for understanding.
但是主要的是，当我们有这数字的时候，我们更要抓住我们的上帝，从他得着启示，知道他的意思。
Certainly, this applies to doctrine first and foremost.
这个是我们的教会的真理。
But when you have two churches of different backgrounds, traditions even that come together, how do you go forward?
但是当我们两个教会不同的背景，不同的文化吗？但是我们怎样合一的一起往前走呢？
I think that verse also provides us guidance.
我相信神那句话也给我们看到我们的神的引导。
We test all things.
我们要审查万事。
And we hold fast to what is good.
守住那是好的。
I think that is a real challenge for us, both for NBC and THOP in the days ahead.
我相信这对两个教会都是一个很大的挑战。
But I also believe that God has indeed a purpose for us to be given this opportunity of integration.
我相信神必定有他美好的旨意，让我们能够合成一个教会。
And we have not approached it in a very mechanical, like mergers of companies and all that.It's nothing of that sort.
我们不是好像外面那个公司合并的那种。
We are more concerned that the spirit of the church remains true.
我们注重的、关注的就是这个教会属灵的生命啊，继续的我们守住。
Centrality of the church remains Jesus and His gospel of salvation.
教会的宗旨、终点。必然是在主耶稣基督和他的福音上。
Programs and activities are secondary.
一切的节目是次要的。
They are just vehicles for us to carry out what our goals, what our objectives should be.
这一切呢，只不过是一个方法，让我们朝着我们所设定的这个教会的目标。
And there are many more things that we can say concerning how two churches of the same faith.Come together and work through integration.
这两个教会联合起来的时候，必定有很多不同的方法或者是旨意，让我们同心合一的往前走。
But just as our theme verse for this year is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 21,
我们今年的教会的主题是《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章第二十一节。
No, the verse is.5 and verse 21, but like we always do, we start with the book of 1 Thessalonians itself.
但是呢，我们一路来，我们都是从帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章开始。
We use a book where the theme verse has been impressed upon us.
我们就用帖撒罗尼迦前书这本书的主题为我们的方向。
And how much more appropriate can it be that the very first chapter?Speaks of the model church, the church as it should be.
而在帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章的时候，讲到的是一个教会的模范呢。我们教会应该怎么操作
？So in the weeks to come, today as we lay this foundation, as it were.
接下来的日子呢，当我们的设下这个目标的时候
，I know Elder Bunsen has started many of you on the read the Bible through 1 year, right? That's very good.
我们的曼森长老呢，也已经在鼓励我们每一个人，每一天读圣经，一年之内读完整本圣经。
We have an interactive chat, and I could more or less sense you are moving along pretty well.
我感谢上帝，我感受到，哎，我们教会朝着一个美好的方向前走了。
But as you move forward reading the Bible from Genesis to Revelation,
当我们从创世纪读到启示录的时候，
I hope the word of God really speaks to you.
但愿神的话语能够刺动你的心。
And then besides going on this program of reading the Bible through 1 year,
当我们不单只是一年读完整本圣经，
perhaps for these next few weeks and later you see some of the topics that we'll be touching on, that from the first epistle of Thessalonians, I think it lays for us a good foundation for both churches going forward.
所以接下来几个主日呢，我们都会注重在帖撒罗尼迦前书，让我们从这个前书当中看到我们两个教会如何的合一往前走。
You know, sometimes you always like say, oh, if we are only like the early church, the first century church.
Oh, 有可能你会说，哇，但愿我们这是第一世代、第一世纪的这个教会。
But you know for a fact that most of the epistles written to the various churches in the first century.
在第一世代的时候，这些圣经都是向着不同的教会所写出的。
They are letters that primarily the Apostle Paul wrote, and they were addressing problems in the church.
使徒保罗借着他的书信呢，写给众教会，很多时候都在提起他们教会所面对的问题。
The more severe ones would be like the church in Corinth, where practically every chapter Paul was addressing one issue that the church was facing.
就像哥林多教会一样，保罗在每一章都在注意，都在教导他们所面对的教会的问题。
And then with the other epistles, generally they will address false doctrines.
还有其他的书信呢，保罗都教导了。
But the church in Thessalonica was different.
但是呢，帖撒罗尼迦这个教会呢，却是特别的。
They were being commended.
他们被称赞了。
And that is very different from the way Paul writes those epistles to the other churches.
因为保罗写信给这个帖撒罗尼的教会，跟写给其他的教会有很大的差别。
Normally, Paul's writing can be divided into two parts.
因为所写的能够分成两个部分。
The first part is usually about teaching, doctrine.
第一部分呢，它是讲到教导。
Then the second part is about practice, the conduct.
第二部分呢，是讲到我们怎么样的事行，怎么样是进行。
But with the church in Thessalonica, he did not start with doctrine.
但是呢，保罗写信给这个帖撒罗尼迦的时候呢，他不是以来教导真理。
He started with his personal reflection of this church.
而是他回想他对这个教会所看见的。
And you see later that in that reflection, he started with commendation.
因为他一开始的时候呢，他就很直接的表扬，称赞了这个教会。
Then the second part, he went on to some practical instructions.
然后呢，他就继续的给他们一些教导如何的做。
So when you read the New Testament and especially the epistles of Paul, he wrote the bulk of the New Testament.
保罗呢，如果你读他的书信，其实他保罗写了在新约当中他写了一大部分的书信。
Or for that matter, any book that you read in the Bible, Old Testament or New Testament.
甚至我们如果是在旧约或者是新约所读到的，
it always is good to have a sense of overview and objective. Why was it written?
所以我们要专注的就是这圣经里面所讲的，它的整个包括所讲的是什么，我们怎么样去进行等等。
And then when you read the details, you find that they make so much more simpler to be understood.
那你继续读的时候，你就明白原来它是这么比较容易的去进行的。
So this message is not going to be long, 10 verses only in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章只有十节。
But after the customary first verse of greetings, he went directly the next 3 verses to the commendation of the church.
所以当保罗一开始跟他们讲了这些客套话的时候呢，他就继续的进入了 怎样的来称赞来表彰这个教会。
He says we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love, patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of our God and Father, knowing beloved brethren and sisters also, your election by God.
保罗如此的向帖撒罗尼迦教会如此的说，我们常常为你们众人感谢上帝，为你们祷告，在我们的父上帝面前不断地想到你们，因信我们主耶稣基督而做的工作，因爱他而受的劳苦，和因他所赐的盼望而激发的忍耐。上帝所爱的弟兄姐妹，我们知道上帝拣选了你们。
All the other epistles, letters that he wrote, generally he went in and he was going to address the issue at hand.
其他的书信保罗通常都是这样 很简单的概括。
How would you like when somebody starts his conversation with you and opening words are words of rebuke, you are no good, you did this wrong, and so on and so forth.
如果有人跟你谈话的时候，他一开口就指责你这个不对那个不对，那你的感受是什么呢？
Compare it with somebody, I give thanks for God. I give thanks to God for every remembrance of you, as he would write in some other epistle.
或者是当那个人一开始跟你讲话的时候，他说我感谢上帝啊，让我能够想起你曾经做的这些美好的事。
But this is not empty praise or false flattery.
这不是夸口啊。
Paul talks about the three basic things in the Christian faith: faith, hope, and love.
保罗讲了圣经里面的基础，就是信心、你的盼望、你的爱心。
Work and labor, I check it out, they are no difference really. They are just different words that mean the same thing. Work, labor, toil, so on and so forth.
工作了劳苦啊，这些他的意思差不多是一样。
Hope, how is it been worked out? Perseverance, because you're hoping, you're persevering, you are being patient.
你有盼望，但是在盼望中你是坚持忍耐的继续盼望。
How does this apply to us now as a church here together?
那这句话怎么样在今天我们这个教会里面运行在我们中呢？
Do we continue to operate on faith?
我们是否凭着信心继续的往前走？
Whether it's concerning issues in our personal lives, things that we grapple as a family or even as a church.
不管是我们各自的生活上的问题，或者是一个团队，好像我们这个教会一样。
Faith stimulates, it inspires.
因为信心能够挑旺起你的灵啊。
Without faith, it is impossible to have any dealings with God anyway.
因为如果你没有那个信心啊，你讨不到神的喜悦。
But then, hope sustains what God impresses upon our hearts through faith.
那么我们有这个希望的时候，神就在我们里面借着神所给我们的这个信心啊，挑旺起来。
We have a faith in God that today, this day onwards, we are moving together forward as one church.
因为我们今天大家都有同样一个信心的时候，我们成为一个教会的时候，一起的往前走了。
We do not know what will happen in the days ahead.
我们不知道明天是怎么样。
But we never lose hope.
但是我们不会失去那个盼望。
Because hope will sustain us.
因为盼望能够扶持支持我们往前走。
But above all else, we continue always to walk in love.
在这一切之上，我们一起的以爱一起的来同行。
In the great church that we covered, we heard about the great commandment: love the Lord your God, so on and so forth, and love your neighbor as yourself.
在圣经里面的教导啊，这么大，这个整个教会，我们要彼此相爱，你也要爱你自己，如同爱人如同你爱你自己一样。
The new commandment is not just about loving, but to love as I have loved you, Jesus says.
这个神给我们的诫命，不单只是我们要去爱人，而是我们也要从因为领受到主耶稣爱了我， 我也能够去爱别人。
So in a sense, this portion of scripture crystallized for us our objective, the way forward.
所以这段经文呢，给我们看到我们前面的目标。
But why did Paul use such a very, very lavish commendation of the church?
为什么保罗会讲出这么这个美妙这样的一个表扬赞赏的一个词句。
And I suggest to you that for the rest of this chapter, there are three things that Paul highlighted.
因为有三样东西保罗在这里提醒了我们。
And this is very central, very basic to the Christian life, both at the individual and at the corporate level.
因为这个是我们每一个人，甚至是整个教会一个重点。
Paul talks about howThe gospel was received by the church.
保罗告诉我们，教会如何的领受了这个福音。
He says, our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and in much assurance, as you know what kind of men we were among you for your sake.
保罗如此的说，因为我们的福音传到你们那里的时候呢，不是单借着语言，也是借着全能，借着圣灵和充足的信心。为了你们的缘故，我们在你们中间为人怎样，这是你们知道的。
So the question for us is, did we receive the gospel in the same manner?
重点是我们大家都领受这福音的时候，都是有同样的一个观念吗？
Oh, you mean a pastor at conversion, what?Heavens open, and I see the face of God, and I hear the voice of God.
或者是当牧师如此说，哦，因为在接受主的时候，哦，我看到天开了，我看到神的荣耀降临了。
How many of you had an experience? Don't put up your hands. Wow, you boy, very powerful, are you? All of you had experience. I never had, you know. I never had.
You maybe you should change place.
You guys preach, I just sit alone and listen.
我们兑换的。
But that's what it is. Did you just hear the word only?
我们只是听到神的话语而已吗？
But was it with power, with the Holy Spirit, and full of assurance?
或者是借着圣灵，神的权柄都彰显在你的眼前吗？
And the people that you received the gospel from, maybe you were at a rally, a meeting in a church, wherever.
不管你在接受这个福音的时候，不管是在教会也好，在布道会也好，
What kind of person was that who shared the gospel with you?
那分享福音的他是怎么样的一个人呢？
Now don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to discredit any of these sources or messengers.
不要误会，我不是在批评这些神的传福音的人。
But I know that in these last days that we are living where a false, or not just a, many false gospels are being preached.
因为我们要注意的是，在这末后的时候，有很多假先知起来，宣告了很多假的信息。
Jesus says in the last days there will be many false teachers, false prophets, and false Christ.
耶稣如此的宣告，在末后日子的时候，有很多假先知假甚至假基督都起来了。
I trust we are here truly by the grace, mercy of God and the power of His Spirit.
我相信我们在这里，聚集在这里，都是因着圣灵的权柄，他的能力，神的荣耀在这里。
We are here because even though heavens did not open for us, we did not see God, we did not hear His voice, we know we have received the gospel, the true gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们在这里的，即使是我们没有看到天开了，没有听到神直接跟我说话，但是我深深的相信主耶稣的福音是真实的。
The apostle James writes in the book of James, don't merely be hearers, but be doers of the word. You know that, right?
雅各书这样的告诉我们，不要只是单单听到，我们也要行道。
We can always say that the word of God is the foundation of my life and assert that.
我们很肯定可以说的，神的话语是我信心的根基啊，磐石啊。
But are we really living by the word, grappling with it and then practicing it in life?
我们是否很诚恳地接受了神的话语，而把这话语在我们的生活当中行了出来呢？
Because the same word can be preached, and let's say to two audiences, and you can have two different responses.
神同样的一句话宣告出来的时候，但是有不同两个不同 的反应、啊、和领受。
Why is it so?
为什么会这样？
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2 tells us the answer.
希伯来书第四章第二节这样的告诉我们。
I don't want to go into the context, but definitely it's correct. And the writer was saying that yes, indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to the other group of people, but the word which they heard did not profit them. Why?Because they were not mixed with faith in those who heard it.
希伯来书第四章第二节这样的告诉我们，因为我们和他们一样都听到了福音，只是他们听了道以后呢，没有凭着信心来领受，结果是什么呢？他们没有得着益处。
Church, many of you have started on the read the Bible through the year, right?
我们一年读完整本圣经。
It was good that you have a different chat and you talk about the interaction, how it has affected you, how it has impacted your life.
我们感谢上帝，如此读圣经的时候，它影响甚至改变了我们的生命。
So reception is not just about reading and hearing.
我们不单只是读跟听而已，
It is mixed with faith.
而是借着信心领受，
It is communicated by the power of the Spirit of God.
神的灵的权柄全能啊，跟我们有那个交通的时候，
It doesn't just bring comprehension to the mind.
不是头脑的知识而已，
It brings convictionto the heart.
而是内心的感受改变。
That's why Paul commanded this church.
所以保罗就因此称赞了这个教会。
That's why I pray that we will be a commendation from the Lord for what he has set for us in the days ahead.
但愿神也能够如此的来称赞我们，因我们靠着主继续的往前走。
ButPaul did not just stop there at their reception.
保罗没有因着他们如此的接受而停了。
He talks about their reputation.
保罗也继续的宣告他们的名声啊。
This is a larger text. I'll read in English first, and then I'll flip the next slide for the Chinese. Paul says, "And you became followers of us."And of the Lord, of us, very clear, you know, hey, follow Jesus, don't follow me. Do what I tell you, don't do what I do, you know. Cannot play like that one, okay? Paul says, imitate me as I imitate Christ. So you became followers of me as I follow Christ. Having received the word in much affliction, with joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became examples to all in Macedonia and Achaia who believe. For...From you, the word of the Lord has sounded forth, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith toward God has gone out so that we do not need to say anything.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第六到第八节如此的说，保罗说，帖撒罗尼迦教会，你们效法我们和我们的主。主内弟兄姐妹，当我们在教会里面属灵生命成长的时候，你要注意你所跟随的是谁。还有呢，保罗说，我们大家尽管深受苦难，仍然怀着圣灵所赐的喜乐领受这个真理，成了马其顿和亚该亚所有信徒的榜样。主的道从我们那里不只传到了马其顿和亚该亚，也传到了哪里呢？ 其他各地，你们对上帝的信心也广大人知，人所知道的，我们无需再说什么了，因为每个人都知道你们对神的信心了。
When they received, they did not just become representation for Jesus.
他们领受神的话语的时候，不是只是成为了耶稣的代表。
They made a reputation for their name.
他们成为了他们自己的这个名声啊。
Maybe representation is that, oh yeah, that's what the commandment is, isn't it? The Great Commission. Go, be the lights of the world, the salt of the earth. Be witnesses for me. Represent me.
Yeah, 我们常常说、啊、你要到世界各处去做传福音，把福音传开，你来代表我。
And even in that, to be honest, many of us might have failed.
很多时候，即使是这样，我们也有时候做不到。
We are secret Christians.
我们暗地里做基督徒。
Especially in workplaces that are hostile, we dare not tell people we are Christian.
在我们工作的地方的时候，很多时候我们都不敢向人说，哎，我是基督徒。
In family situation, and I'm not asking you to rebel against your family, but we dare not stand firm on our faith to represent Jesus.
在我们的家庭当中，有时候我们甚至不敢在家人面前宣告说我是基督徒。
These people went beyond representation. They created a reputation for themselves.
但是这些人呢，当他们代表耶稣的时候，他们甚至兴起了他们自己的名声来了。
Paul says in the last part of verse 8, your faith went everywhere. We don't need to do anything. We don't need to say anything.
保罗在最后这段说，你们对上帝的信心也广为人所知了，我们不需要说什么了。
Is there maybe a Mr. Tan Ah Kau in the church?
在这里有 Tan Ah Kau?
没有啦，所以我用那个名啦。 有我就不用啦，哎呦。 Then they say, hey, this is Mr. Tan Ah Kau from ABC Church.
哦，这个丹拉高先生，他是从 ABC 的教会来的。
丹拉高啊，哇 ，fantastic man, boy! I tell you, that guy is fantastic. He got a real reputation for his Christian faith and testimony.
哇，这个丹拉高、啊，他是一个特殊的人呐、啊，他的信心啊，他的信仰，他是真的是了不起的一个人呐、啊。
Mr. 丹拉高 Christian 啊 ？Hey, I don't know, leh. Don't look like Christian, what? Can't behave like Christian.
或者是有人在问。哎，丹拉高，他是基督徒吗？我都不知道他是基督徒啊。
That reputation is something that I think we miss out. Not because we really want to make a reputation for ourselves.
这样的一个名声呢、啊，其实不是我们自己要去追求这个名声而已。
But because when we fulfill our calling and responsibility,
但是当我们完成了神的呼召。完成了我们的责任的时候，
We don't need the others to say anything because we are carrying the light. We are going and shining for Jesus. Amen.
我们已经不需要人来说什么了，因为我们已经是神的光，我们已经的担当了神给我们的重任了。
So the commendation was based on their reception and now their reputation.
因为他们能够被称赞是因为他们的接纳，也因着他们自己的名声。
And do you know why this is possible? What is the key?
Sorry, I didn't get you.
Do you know why this is possible? What is the key to that?
你知道为什么这个能够成就呢？它的重点是哪里呢？
Because the reality of the gospel is truly understood and lived in their lives.
因为这个福音的信息真真实实的从他们的生活当中彰显了出来。
Paul says in the last two verses of this chapter, For they themselves, these people who bear witnesses of you, they declare concerning us what manner of entry we had to you, how we brought the gospel to you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come.
Wow. 这些人，其他的人， 都在述说你们就是帖撒罗尼迦的教会怎么样的接待我们，而且怎么样的离去偶像归向神，要服侍这位又真又活的神，并且等候他的儿子从天降临，这就是神使他从死人中复活，救我们脱离将来的愤怒的那位耶稣。
How do you know that the reality and the power of the gospel has really touched your heart?
你怎么能够知道福音的真理，福音的大能感动到你的心呢？
Paul tells us two things in this text.
保罗给我们两个重点。
You turn from idols, you serve the living and true God.
第一就是你离去偶像归向上帝。
Hey, but pastor, I turn from idols, you know, you forgot I invited you to come to my house, idols, to take them away or whatever.
牧师，我是这样做啊，当我要接受洗礼的，我请你来在我的家中把这些偶像都除掉啊。
But idolatry is anything and everything that takes the place of God in your life.
但是偶像呢，是在你的整个生活当中占领了上帝的地位。
It's your very life itself, your own idol. You want to train up, you want to look good, you're concerned only about I, me and myself.
很多时候偶像是在我们的生命当中，你会表现出哇，我这么好看，这么样，这样这样，为了自己的名义。
Is your idol your spouse?Actually, it's good if your idol is your spouse, but take second place, I can or not. Huh? It's actually good. But so much so that, wow, you know, everything is about my spouse.
或者是你的偶像是你的老婆啊，不错了，不错了，但是老婆居第二了，不要让她居第一了啊！哇，这个那个都是老婆，老婆。
Or your either your children, your child, their studies, their achievements.
或者是我们的孩子，哇，他们的学业啦，他们的成就等等。
You know where I'm going, and your idol, your job, your idol, your career, whatever.
你的工作啦，你的将来啦，都能够成为你的偶像。
And you say, I've turned from idols, I now turn to God. I'm serving God.
你也同时也可以说，哦，我已经离开了这些偶像，转向上帝，服侍上帝了。
We can declare even boast with our mouths, but God knows the heart.
我们可以口中这样的宣告，但是上帝知道我们的内心。
And I often say, you're not talking about priorities. Christ first, something second, third, fourth, and so on.
我们要做的就是，上帝永远第一，其他的第二、第三、第四
不是要紧。不是这样。
不是这样。
We don't want Christ to be first, and then what numbers are. Christ must be preeminent. He's first everywhere, whatever your list is.
主耶稣是第一的，他要超越一切的，对吗？
不是，他是 whatever you wait, how you say it?
唯一的，超越一切的。
这个 ，Yeah, it doesn't matter how you prioritize 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in your life. Christ is preeminent in every number of ranking. Okay?
怎么排名？主耶稣要第一了。
不是啦，不是要第一。
唯一的，
唯一的第一的东西啊，他也是唯一的主。
哦，他唯一的主。
OK, 可以啊。
Amen.
Very good. I enjoy this session. Like that.
感谢主。
Learn my Chinese. Just some Chinese songs. You saw me struggling to sing along, right? Yeah. But really, seriously, you want the reality of God's word in your life? Have you truly turned from idols? And are you truly given to God? You ask yourself.
我们借着圣经的教导。我们真的要把所有的偶像，甚至我们自己内心里面的偶像，都要除掉。
The second thought that Paul writes is about coming of Jesus. Why talk about Jesus?
保罗讲的第一个重点就是主耶稣的再来。
Why talk about his coming? I'm not very good.
为什么要讲到主耶稣的再来呢？
We had a nice picnic yesterday. We had many good makan sessions. We got so many programs.
我们昨天有很好的节目啊 ，Ladies Fellowship 啊，哇，骑脚车了一大堆次的，吃不完啊。
But until and unless that you know Jesus is truly coming back,
but 我们要深深知道，就是 主耶稣必定再回来。
That he was raised from the dead, that those who died in Christ will rise again.
因为耶稣从死里复活了，那些死的也要跟耶稣基督一起的复活过来。
You know, when that really grips your heart, it helps you really, really to say Christ is preeminent in all things in my life.
当你有这样的认识的时候，你会深深的、很肯定的抓住这个重点：主耶稣是那唯一的。
When you know for sure Christ is coming back, this world is not my home, this life is not my own.
当你深深知道主耶稣必然回来的时候，你会很肯定的说：这个世界不是我的世界，这个生命也不是属于我的。
I have the glorious hope, Christ.In me, the hope of glory that is my goal. Turn your eyes on Jesus. Turn towards him, that glorious hope in you.
当你如此肯定的时候，你就知道你人生的方向，你的盼望是什么呢？就是在主耶稣基督的荣耀里面。
I want to be successful in life. I want to have good grades in education. I want to have a good job. I want to make a lot of money. I want to have a lot of fun.
我只是我们在这世上、哦、我要有很好的名望、啊、我要做很好的工作赚很多钱、啊、等等、啊、
And nothing satisfies.
但是这一切都不会满足你。
That's why God gives us a book of Ecclesiastes written by the wisest man Solomon. All is vanity, vanity of vanities.
就像在传道书里面如此的告诉我们虚空的虚空，在日光之下都是虚空的。
All because you don't have that hope and the looking forward of Christ coming again.
因为你没有那个盼望，你也没有那个认识主耶稣必定回来。
When you have hope of Christ coming and you are making yourself ready to receive Him.
当你有这个盼望主耶稣再来的时候，你会预备好来迎接他的再来。
The good things in life will not hold you back.
那世界美好的东西也不会吸引抓住你、啊、
The bad things in life will not discourage you.
那在生活遇到困难的时候也不会使你失望。
Because the gospelIs real in your heart as you receive.
当你接受的时候，福音在你的心中啊是真实的。
You see, the modern church is not about, oh, I got big resources, big financial budgets, wonderful worship teams, what have you and all that.
新时代的教会，不要是，哦，我有很多经济的来源，我有很好的敬拜团队等等。
You see, especially in high-cost society like Singapore, running a church is expensive business.
就像在新加坡这样一个繁荣 的国家当中，要操作一个教会，它的经济是非常重的。
That's why when you start House of Prayer, when we Pastor Freddy, whom Pastor Daniel will know very well, first thing prayer, second thing is overseas missions.
所以我相信Daniel 牧师也知道、哦、我们注重的一开始教会的时候就是把福音传开到国外做宣教的工作。
All the grand buildings they going up heaven?
那些豪华的建筑你能够带到天上吗？
Matthew 24 Olivet Discourse The disciples saw Jesus. Wow, all the beautiful temple buildings. So beautiful, Jesus, look. So good.
撒旦在试探耶稣的时候，你叫他看。
No, no, the disciples tell Jesus,、oh. showing them the buildings.
指给耶稣看，哇，这些世界的建筑多么的漂亮。
Not 世界，那个 temple, and all the temple buildings, okay. But it's okay. And Jesus says, not one stone will be unturned, okay, till he comes.
讲到那个圣殿的时候，耶稣告诉门徒、使徒们说，这个圣殿将来没有一块石头是留在另外一块石头的上面。
I've done and invited as a team member a UK mission trip back in 1989.
在1989年的时候我被邀请去到英国做宣教的工作。
I saw a lot of beautiful cathedrals, churches.
我看到英国有很多漂亮又大间的这个圣殿，
They were turning to what they call over there bingo houses. Bingo, right? Go there, play bingo, right?
Lingo. What's lingo?
Gambling dance.
那个
gambling dance. Yeah, say gambling, gambling.
Oh, oh, oh. 赌博啊，
赌博。
哇。Lingo, 赌博。
Turn into funeral houses.
变成了不单只是赌博的地方，也变成
了 church.Mostly old people, no income. Young people not coming to church cannot sustain.
变成了一个死人的地方，因为年纪大了、老了、人数少了，就不能够维持教会的经济的需要。
Hey, don't get me wrong, I'm not sure whether God gives us a building after this or not. Maybe we have, but we are not going to pour our everything into the bricks and mortar.
我要提醒大家的是，我们的宗旨不是要建造那个石头、那个砖啊，跟那个水啊，建造那个建筑物。
What we are called to do is to know we have received, and we are convinced, and we are fully assured of the gospel of Jesus Christ in our lives.
教会要做的，就是让我们大家很肯定的。这个福音，神的拯救在我们的生命中。
Let's going forward make a reputation, not that because it's our goal, but people will see by your love, by your efforts, we are disciples of Jesus.
让我们往前走，借着我们生命的表现，我们的爱心，我们的忍耐等等，让人看见我们是耶稣基督的门徒。
And let's continue to keep track.Because our eyes are easily distracted. Temptations are all around us. We need to turn away from this and turn to Jesus.
我们必须要很小心，因为世界有很多引诱 的地方，甚至能够引诱你的注意力离开了这位上帝。反而我们要注意的是在上帝的身上。
Next year onwards, we are continuing with the second chapter. We'll give you the verses later on.But basically, in conclusion, 1 Thessalonians is about how we live holy lives in the light of Christ's certain return.
下个礼拜我们会继续讲《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第二章。但是今天总结的时候，我们要告诉大家的是，如何的被接待，你要活出你的名声来，你要生活在你的信仰上是一个真实，是一个现实的。
There are very exciting announcements that we have to share with you afterwards.
我们很高兴，因为接下来我们在报告的时候，有一些东西会提醒你们。
It's also so happened that things are more or less finalized. I was also telling Pastor Daniel earlier about this.
Yeah, 刚才我也跟Pastor Daniel 谈了、接下来以后的我们两个教会一起所要做的。
But for now, what would be our response this morning?
但是今天早上我们的回应又是什么呢？
Are we going to be a model church?
我们要成为一个模范的教会吗？
Are we individually going to be model Christians for the Lord?
我们每一个人是否能够成为上帝的模范的信徒呢？
Two challenges will always be with us through life.
这是两个我们一路都要面对的重点。
Taking out the idols, turning to God, living holy lives.
就是把偶像都除掉，归向上帝，活出一个圣洁的生命来。
Don't be discouraged by the problems and difficulties that you face.
不要因着生活上所面对的苦难也好，而失去信心。
You say I want to give up. Don't.
不要因此失望放弃。
On one hand, don't be discouraged. On the other, don't be distracted by the attractions, the temptations, the bright lights of the world.
一方面我们不要失望放弃，另外一方面呢，不要让这个世界的东西来吸引我们，让我们离开神。
However good they are, still vapor.Vanity of vanity.
不管世界的东西多么的美好，最终只不过是虚空的虚空。
We live in the light of Christ's certain and definitely soon return.
我们是活在基督再来的光照下，过一个圣洁的生命。
Make this truly our prayer this morning.
让我们今天早上以这个成为我们的祷告。
And what more appropriate time when we are going to partake the Holy Communion as we often do on the first Sunday of a month?
我们每一个月的第一个礼拜，我们都会领受圣餐。所以你这时候你内心里面的祷告是何等的重要。
That we take it in a way where we truly allow God by His Spirit to convict us, to speak to us.
让我们让神的灵在我们里面来影响，来向我们说话。
Let's all rise together, shall we?
让我们大家起立。
And you're all invited to partake the Holy Communion. Generally, in churches, the guideline is you are baptized, you know, a Christian.